أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إنه هو العليم الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam tried to persuade Yusuf to release Binyamin and detain one of them instead, because their father Yaqub alayhi salam was an extremely old person, and this type of news would cause him great anxiety and distress. Yusuf alayhi salam did not comply with their request, and the brothers returned back to their father, except for Yehuda, who said that he will remain in Egypt because he could not face his father. When they got back to Canaan, when they came to Yaqub alayhi salam, they related the incident to him, that this is what happened. Binyamin had committed theft. You can ask the village in Egypt, the city. They will confirm what we are saying. In fact, you may even ask the other travelers who are traveling with us in our group. They will also confirm the authenticity of what we are saying. How did Yaqub alayhi salam respond? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 83 of Surah Yusuf, قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا. He expressed the very same mode that he did the first time, when Yusuf alayhi salam was taken away from him, and when the brothers came back and they fabricated a lie. Yaqub alayhi salam over there, he said to them, سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. And here also, the very same words are used when he responds to them. He says, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ. Your inner selves, your inner desire, your nafs is what seduced you to do something. He could not believe them, even though on this occasion they were not telling a lie. But in his judgment, according to his judgment, and he erred in his judgment, but his judgment was based on previous experience. And he did suspect something. So he said that certainly you were deceived by your inner selves and your inner desires. For sabrun jameel. Again, yeah, for the second time, what does he say? That patience is best. Patience is beautiful. I shall observe patience. Asallah. Hopefully Allah ayyatiyani bihim jami'a will bring them all back to me. Because now he has lost three sons. The first was Yusuf alayhi salam, and then Binyamin, and Yehuda. Yehuda also decided not to come back home, the eldest son. So three of them, he has lost three of his sons, and he has hope in Allah. He says, hopefully Allah will bring them all back to me. Innahu huwa al-alim. Allah is the most knowledgeable and the all-wise al-hakim. Watawalla anhum. He just could not continue discussing the topic with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tawalla anhum. He turned away from them, from the brothers. He could not face them. He could not look at them. He could not bear listening to what they had to say. Waqal. And then again, he thought of Yusuf alayhi salam. وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسُفَ. He says, how sad I am over Yusuf. Right up to this point, many, many years later, he has become of advanced age and he's still thinking of Yusuf alayhi salam because of the intense love that he had for him. He turns around and he says, how sad I am over Yusuf alayhi salam. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says his eyes turned white. وَبْيَضَّتْ from abiyad. Abiyad means something that's white. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says his eyes actually turned white over the years because of the grief that he had endured. Ulama explained that he continuously grieved and cried over Yusuf alayhi salam, and the turning of the eyes white means that he either became blind because of the grief and the excessive crying, or his eyesight became very, very weak. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he was suppressing. Suppressing what? Suppressing his anger at that stage. He was absolutely angry with the sons. For a second time, they had done this to him. And فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Kazim actually means to choke. Kazama, it comes from kazm. Kazm means to choke or to be filled up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he was like choking on his grief, and he was filled up with grief and anger, but he chose to suppress it. Qalu, his family members, when they saw this, he's still thinking about Yusuf, he's still speaking about Yusuf. So many years have passed and he hasn't forgotten Yusuf. Qalu, they advised him and they said, Dallah, by Allah, taftau tadhkuru Yusuf, you will not stop remembering Yusuf. Why do you keep on remembering Yusuf? You are still remembering Yusuf, and you will go on remembering Yusuf, hatta takuna haradan, until you collapse and fall down, او تكون من الهالكين, or until you die, until you are from amongst those who have perished. قال, he said to them, he did not respond to what they were saying. All he says, إنما أشكو بثي وحزني إن الله, I complain of my grief and my sorrow to Allah alone. I do not have to respond to you. I do not have to give you any reason as to why I continue grieving over Yusuf. I complain of my sorrow and my grief only to Allah. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ, and I know from Allah مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, what you do not know. And then he turned to his sons and he said to them, يَا بَنِي يَذْهَبُوا, O my children, O my sons, look at the crimes that they have committed. Yet, look at his interaction with them. He did not disown them. He did not kick them out of the house. He did not take a qasam not to speak to them. He did not do anything of that nature. And look at the crimes that they have committed. Again he comes to them. Look at the expression that he uses. Ya baniya, O my beloved sons, idhabu, go. Go into the land. Go to Egypt. Fatahassasu min Yusuf wa akhi. Go and search for Yusuf. Go and search for Yusuf. All this while he suspected that Yusuf alayhi salam was still alive. Why? Because of the dream that Yusuf alayhi salam had. He understood from the dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bless the son of his with prophethood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow him to enjoy a bright future. So he always suspected over the years that my Yusuf is still alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reunite us. And that is why he said to his sons that idhabu, go. Go back to Egypt. Go out into the land. فَتَحَسَّسُ مِنْ يُوسُفُ, go and search for Yusuf. وَأَخِيهِ, and search for his brother Binyamin. وَلَا تَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ, do not ever give up in the mercy of Allah. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. You have committed this crime, but don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسْ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, none will lose hope and mercy and will lose hope in the mercy of Allah except the disbelieving folk, the disbelieving nation. They give up in the mercy and the hope of Allah. A disbeliever will give up in the mercy and the hope of Allah, give up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace. But a believer will never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding.